to highlight a lack of trust between fishermen and senior echelons in the Department of the Marine. That appears to be a core in aspects of the fishing industry's relationship with the department at present.
Indeed. I mean, I have been involved in extensive discussions and consultations with fishermen and fishing representatives all around the coast since I was appointed as the Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine. And the common denominator with every single person I've spoken to is their distrust with those at the higher echelons of the Department of the Marine, and you know, their disillusionment with them, and that's a massive challenge for the incoming minister.
We hear at the paper people who are in that level of distrust and unhappiness with the relationship, and they tell us they're reluctant to let their names be used because they feel they might be targeted. Has that been represented to you?
I have to say, sadly, it has. There is a sense that the Department of the Marine are a very powerful department in terms of their control over the whole remit of marine. You know, if you look at Bordish Gawara, if you look at the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, if you look at financial allocations across the board, and indeed what are seen as punitive enforcement actions on an ongoing basis. So there's no doubt that there is fear to speak out. I have to say, I have been a national public representative now for 9.5 years, and I've covered a lot of portfolios, have sat on a lot of various committees covering various sectors, and I've never come across in the last number of weeks a sector that are so fearful and removed from the department that's supposed to serve them. It's a massive problem, and it's a huge challenge for the incoming minister. I'm happy to work with him on that, but he needs to, you know, he needs to listen, he needs to engage in a widespread consultation and then act on what he's hearing.
Can you put your finger on any reason that has developed? Because it's been going on, it seems, now for a number of years.
I think there's a culture which is about enforcement rather than the development. You know, we are an island nation. We really should be maximising the immense resources in the seas around us. And I get the sense that when you look at the department that's responsible for doing that, it certainly, on the balance, is that, and certainly that's the feeling of the fishing communities, is that it's about enforcement. And they feel like they're criminalised. They feel that they've been held back. They feel that there's one law for the major multinational operators and a different law for the small and medium-sized fishermen. It is really remarkable. I think you need a root and branch reform of the Department of the Marine, of the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority, every single agency that operates under the auspices of the Department of Marine, including the Department of Marine, needs a root and branch reform urgently to make it fit for purpose and to get the balance right between the developing the potential for our coastal communities and, of course, making sure there's fair rules for all. Nobody objects to that, but the balance is totally wrong at the moment.
There is a review going on in the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority at the moment, but it's not yet published. We don't even know if it will be published or what the recommendations will be. Why is that?
Well, we need to get those published as soon as possible. I have an understanding that these findings will be sober. There will be a need for big changes in that organisation. We need accountability. We need consistency. We need recourse to genuinely appeal decisions. So I'm looking forward to that being published. And it's an opportunity to deal with the wider issues, as I say, under the umbrella of the Department of Marine. I have to say I'm deeply alarmed the more conversations I have with fishermen, the more clear I am of the urgent need for change.
The penalty points, of course, is the current major controversy, again one which raised its head, even though it was unexpected from the fact that the Taoiseach and the Fianna Fáil party had previously led the opposition. Do you think that will be resolved?
I'm hopeful. I've been working closely with the fishing representatives, and I know their anger. I know their shock because, of course, and Taoiseach Micheál Martin had voted for a motion that annulled a previous statutory instrument, which is pretty much identical to this one that he's now signed off on. I have engaged with the new minister, Charlie McConlogue. I raised it in the Dáil in recent days in a topical issue. And while the speech that he read out would have been written by Department of Marine officials, I do believe that he is open for dialogue. And, you know, he's going to engage with the fishing representatives in the next week. I have held back on an annulment motion that we have drafted in Sinn Féin and that we've put on the order paper. It's the same wording pretty much as the one from 2018. That was 29th of May 2018. A very historic moment, the first time in the history of the state that a statutory instrument was annulled by the Dáil, and I don't think it's happened since. So that was a very historical moment, and we have now put similarly worded annulment motion that we will press if we do not see the government acting on the genuine concerns of the fishing community. The balance has to be right. You have to have the right to appeal. This language of the balance of probabilities, I mean, if you were prosecuting people across Ireland on the balance of probabilities, you'd have, you would have a serious constitutional crisis. So the language must be beyond a reasonable doubt. There has to be the right to appeal to a higher court and presumed innocent until proven guilty.
And finally, the Brexit situation has unfortunately reoccurred again, and there are indications that the British government appears to be using fishing as a bit of a bargaining point.
Yeah, it is deeply alarming, the confirmation in recent days that the British government would intentionally break the law, that they would break internationally agreed legislation and internationally recognised legislation. But of course, the issue of their territorial waters has been to the forefront of this Brexit issue, and it's getting deeply worrying. As you know, up to 40% of the catch from the Irish fleet is caught in what would be territorial British waters. So if it does materialise that the Irish fleet are denied access to those waters soon, there has to be clearly a renegotiation of the common fisheries policy, and there has to be, you know, a complete reorientation of the size of the quota for the Irish fleet on the back of that. So hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hopefully common sense prevails in terms of the access to British waters, but time will tell.